ain't gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Greg met Danielle online, and now he wants to go out again with her. Actually, they've gone out a couple times now. Good morning, Greg. What can we do to get you a third date?
Well, hi, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Well, guys, it's just really like this. You know, I met her online the first date. You know, it went really well. You know, we went out twice, you know. And, well, the first date, you know, was a nice, easy-going, you know, date. I had a great conversation with her. It's just a really low pressure situation. You know, we were just talking,
right,
getting to know each other, and you know, and I felt like, you know, when we walked away at the end of that date, I had a good sense of who she was, you know.
Okay.
And at the end of it, you know, I walked her to her car, gave her a hug, you know, said I'll call you later, and you know, a few days later we were talking again, and she, you know, she asked me, she said, "Hey, do you want to come over to my family's for a cookout for my sister's birthday?"
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And
family cookout for the second date?
Yeah.
That's high pressure.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, that seems kind of crazy to me.
I know.
Yeah. So, you know, that was really, you know, meeting the family the second date, you know, was real nervous. But, you know, she was cool with it. And I decided, you know, heck, you know, I'm going to just have a good time with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So meeting with her family, you know, found out she had a big family, you know, 2 sisters and 4 brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, and they still live together. So, you know, that's a lot.
Okay.
They all still live together?
My gosh.
That's...
yeah.
So, like, you ran into, like, everybody in her family?
Yeah, yeah. It was just a lot. It was like, bam, you know? But, you know, I ended up having a really good time, like, a lot of the people there. There was, like, 50 people there, though. So, it was a lot. But, you know, I can kind of mesh with the crowd. You know, a lot of food, a lot of beer, you know. It's a great time.
Okay.
Anyways, she actually picked me up to go over there.
Okay.
She had to actually, you know, come pick me up so that when we were over at the party, she drove me home again. I hugged and, you know, kissed on the cheek goodbye. And I said I'd call her again. And, you know, I tried calling her, you know, she didn't answer, and that was kind of it. So I haven't really heard anything ever since then. So it's a bit weird, you know.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I just don't know what is going on. Like, Lauren, you're good at this. Do you have any ideas?
I know.
I don't know.
No, nothing. I got nothing. So,
maybe the brothers hated him. They didn't take time to get to know you.
Maybe.
Like, if they'd have taken that time to get to know you, maybe they'd like you more. Did you get to know them?
Well, yeah, I did a little bit. You know, they were, you know, pulling my leg, you know, giving me a real hard time. You know, they're brothers. You know, there's just, you got to protect her, obviously, 100%.
Sure. I know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't know. I felt like we meshed really well. Like, you know, they were giving me crap. I was giving them crap. We were laughing, you know? I don't know.
Do you know if you said anything or did anything that might have offended people?
Well, there was one thing I ended up, the thing that gave me crap most about was whenever I eat corn on the cob, I kind of cut it off, I guess, you know, I cut off.
Oh, you cut it off the cob?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I didn't know people did that.
Ooh. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I got into a wreck with, you know, when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I rode the dirt bike a lot, knocked the 2 front teeth out of my 2 front teeth.
Oh,
so, you know, it kind of feels weird when I, you know, eat corn like that.
You have the fake teeth or something? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's understandable.
Here's the deal. I know we won't know what's going on until we call.
Right. It could be anything.
Because
she'll know.
She'll probably know or figure it out. Maybe we'll find out. I think we'll all find out and know together if we can get a
hold of
her.
Do you want to know?
I do want to know what's going on.
I honestly would love to.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Cool, man.
All right. Well, Greg, we'll call Danielle, and best case scenario, we get you a third day with dinner and a movie on us. Worst case.
Awesome. Worst case, I want this guy regardless to come to, like, one of our pre-parties and have a beer with me. because I would love to have conversations with you. It'd
you
be
know,
fun.
That would be fun.
I know for a fact that'd be a good
show. Should come up with some kind of game for taking a shot every time something happens.
Yes,
a shot every time.
Because I like
happens.
You.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great idea.
Put that out
like that.
Whatever that thing might be.
That would be amazing.
Dude, all right, great. Figure it out, man. You seem fun. Now, unless we get on here and you did something like completely crazy,
that's
and I reserve
true.
The right to say, hold on a minute, if it's like out of left field and wacko.
Right.
But until then, you seem like a really fun guy. I'm in.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
This is where you can be a winner by guessing what went wrong on Greg and Danielle's date.
You just have to know what happened, you know?
Mari Jo says maybe he expects her to know too much.
You can send us a GIF and in GIF form make your guesses on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. You get it right, you're going to win. If you get the funniest GIF, you could be a winner.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Both Lauren and I have an angel and a devil on our shoulders, and the devil is winning so bad right now.
Sunday morning. Up on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Greg met Danielle online and went on a first date for dinner, and things went really well. And then she's like, hey, would you want to come to a barbecue with my family for my sister? Which is two sisters and four brothers. They all still live in the area, and they were all going to be at this barbecue, which is a high-pressure situation.
It's a ton of pressure for a second date. Come meet all my family.
And your guess is coming in feverishly on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Let's see what the problem was.
Hello?
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. It's J.P. Lauren Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Oh, this isn't datum or dump 'em.
Yay!
Yes. Just so you know, it is datum or dump 'em.
You know.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Well, then, if you already know it's datum or dump 'em, do you think you know who we might be talking about? I know. Nick knows. JP knows.
Yes. I do know.
Do you know?
Is it Greg?
It is! Yes. What do you know? So Greg says you guys had a good couple of dates, culminating in him going to your family cookout, which sounds like a high pressure situation.
Yeah, okay.
And there's any number of things that could have happened there. So what are you willing to tell us? What happened?
I feel really bad, and I just didn't know how to talk to him about this without being, like, really rude, you know?
Okay.
And so, like, okay, so we did go to my parents' house, and we were eating, and he was so great. Like, he was doing great. Everybody was getting along, like, my siblings. Like, we were all having a really good time. But then he takes his corn on the cob and he starts cutting it. Like, he cuts it and then he eats it.
Wait, he was concerned that might actually be the problem. That was actually the problem,
is
the cutting the corn?
I did not know that this was going to be.
Yes, because you don't understand. Like, we were like, who does that? Like, my brothers, everybody, we were just sitting there. Watching him. I did not hear the end of it from my brothers.
Okay.
I could not. I mean, they were just like, who does this?
I'm going to be super honest with you. I did not see this coming.
Nope.
He mentioned this.
Nope.
When we were talking earlier. But he also said the phrase, you know, about 887 times.
If you were to take a shot every time he said, you know, you would be dead.
Right. And I get, he's nervous, though.
That's true. Right. We all have our things we do.
Yeah. So the issue was the corn on the cob.
Yes.
Wait, is that a deal breaker?
Really?
Well, my siblings were calling him the cob cutter. And I know.
What?
And then they were teasing me. They were like, well, if he's not willing to bite it off the cob, he's not going to lick butter off other things. Like, saying things like that.
Wow.
And I was like,
wow.
I mean, I know.
Your brothers?
They were so mean. I mean, they will torture him. Like, you know, I just felt bad. I was like, how am I going to bring him back over here? Like, they will be so mean. They will destroy him, you know?
Yeah.
I know. And, like, he mentioned when he was little.
You might be perfectly mad.
Wait, what were you trying to say? Sorry about that. What were you trying to say, Danielle?
Well, he mentioned to me that when he was little, he got bullied as a kid and how hard it was to overcome that. And I was like, I cannot bring him back to my house. Like, my brothers will destroy him.
Well, he called us and we'll bring him in. But he even said it was fun going back and forth with the brothers. So
let's...
Yeah. And let him tell you there's a reason he cuts the he was a cob cutter.
Yes, we'll bring up Greg, now that you know that it was the cob cutting, would you explain yourself, please, sir?
This is the weirdest call.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I am.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Great. So the reason why I do that, the corn bit, is because I got fake teeth right in the front. Right there.
Oh, my God. You know, don't say that to my brother.
Oh, gosh. The reason why I do that is, I don't want to get corn stuck in there, and it just feels really awkward biting the corn. So, but, I just love corn, so, got to do it one way or another,
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I know. You two sound adorable together. Can we hook you guys up with dinner and a movie? And you guys go out and have fun, and then see if we can figure out the brothers thing down the road. You guys seem so fun and good for each other.
Right.
In the 4 minutes I got to know you two.
You're in, Danielle?
I would love to. He's a great guy. I would love to go out with him.
Okay.
Maybe just don't go to a barbecue restaurant. I don't know.
Is that the only place they serve corn on the cob? Is that a barbecue restaurant?
I feel like.
Definitely avoid the corn.
I think these two are going to be okay.
I think you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
None of that went where I thought it was going.
No, this has been the most left turn.
Yeah.
You guys are fun.
Yep.
Enjoy. Yep. Have fun. Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.